like very much the value of the Michigan Hat. It all stems from reading as a child. I am an only child. I spent a lot of time on my own reading. I read mostly fantasy, and that made me use my imagination. I read Edgar Rice Burroughs, John Carter of Mars, and lots of medieval things from Walter Scott, and lots of science fiction by folks like Alan Dean Foster, who wrote every possible alien book you can imagine, and a great fantasy piece called Carnivores of Light and Darkness. Well, you put them together, and they make you what you are. My favorite movie is The Neverending Story, and there were two of them. Time Bandits has Mirth in it, and is a wonderful fantasy piece. And the Baron Munchausen piece, Labyrinth was great. The library is one of my favorite places in all the world. It is a place that I strictly don't do any work in. Most of my work takes place in a dungeon. I think it's important to present theater with music. I think it comes much more alive. I try to, lyrically, to write with intelligence and imagination, to allow the listener to create his own concept, or her own concept. It could be your song. It has different meanings to each who listens to it. We consider the audience to be the sixth member of the band. I never wanted to be a solo artist. Not in a million years. I never ever written anything I would not give to the band that I was in the band with. I never written anything that I said, no, that's the one I'm going to save for my solo album, because, again, my attitude has never been to be a solo artist. It's only one to be of the people in the band. That was my love. That is why I started to play music, because I like music, of course, but I like the camaraderie. The riff should be able to be played by the kid in the room listening to it. I noticed this big chalkboard, and it had the list of the food for the day, and one of the foods was a sandwich, and it was Evil on Queen Street. It was a sandwich. The song isn't a sandwich, of course, but judging from some people I see on Queen Street, it's pretty apropos. I don't believe in either heaven or hell as a place to go to. When you die, we're going to go and burn for a while, or for good, we're going to go up to a place that makes us happy for a while. I don't believe in purgatory where all of the poor, unbaptized babies are hanging out. I think anybody who has that kind of idea, anybody who came up with that kind of idea, that there's going to be a place where children are hanging out for the rest of their lives is either the sickest person on earth or stupidest. I think both things apply. My belief in heaven and hell is that it is right here. This is where we are. This is heaven. This is hell. You make your own heaven, you make your own hell. Hell, good and evil, God, the devil, they all reside in each of us. I don't have to go to a place to pray. I pray inside myself. I don't need to be told by a priest that I'm bad, or told by a nun that learning my project properly get me smacked on the head with a ruler. Who the hell are you to hit me with that? We are the last in line. Take it from my song, Heaven and Hell. The world is full of kings and queens who will blind your eyes and steal your dreams. That's heaven and hell.